Did you get many spankings as a kid?
As a kid, no. No, wait.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's not what I meant. I meant I was a little. Never mind. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. I'm really embarrassed.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
He hits the mall directory and he's like, American Eagle Outfitters, let's go. Every August they turn and burn the teenagers over there at Abercrombie and Fitch. Let's go. Pulled it. Bought three more bottles of Woods. Pulled the customer services girl's phone number. I call her Abercrombie. Don't know real name.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We are getting a repeated question over and over again on Ask TCB, and I think it's time to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
How do I get fucked by more than one person at a time? Seems to be on the mind of almost every Commercial Break listener.
Wow.
So I think we're going to have to tackle this in the only way we know how. With bad advice and unfactual facts. Strap in, kids. It's going to be a good one. But before we get to the threesome conversation, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the pop culture world of love, life, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, let's do it.
Because Megan Fox is taking a burn all the bridges approach to her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly,
yes,
apparently.
Yes,
did you see this?
I did see this.
Wow.
She's taken down her Instagram stuff. Although they showed up together at the Super Bowl. So I don't know
they
what
they showed
that's
up together at the
about.
Super Bowl after she took down the Instagram?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I tell you about Megan Fox? What did I tell you about Megan Fox? Megan Fox, whenever you share blood with somebody,
right,
you're in a goth relationship. And those goth girls, while fun in bed, are nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble.
It's intense.
It's totally intense. That's the way that it has to be. It's like, they're so dark and dramatic,
mm-hmm,
that there's no possible great ending to the situation. It's always going to end up in a shit show where someone's feelings get absolutely banged around, and it's usually not the goth girl. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is coming from the mouth of someone who's experienced a lot of goth girls. I lost my virginity to a goth girl who then pretended she was pregnant for 2 weeks while I was grounded for the rest of my life. So, well, you know.
Well, neither one of them seemed completely the picture of stability.
Please.
So,
Machine
and apparently
Gun
he
Kelly.
Was the one that cheated.
Who did he cheat on? They're saying he's a guitarist?
Yeah,
his guitarist
the rumor.
Is pretty hot, though.
She is.
She's pretty good
she
looking.
Is.
Whenever a woman that you go to lay down with puts on Portishead and wants to light candles and incense, strap in, kids. You're in for a wild ride. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm saying.
Portishead.
Remember that band?
I love that
what
band,
great
actually.
Music.
Yeah.
Good music to fuck to, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when I was in 33 Willie or Chopper John, whatever band I was in at the time.
I forgot about Chopper Johnson.
Chopper Johnson. I'd play that music, but I don't think I'm legally allowed to. So I'm in Chopper Johnson. I think I've told this story. We're playing, this guy comes in, this famous producer, you know, the guy from Rush, right? The Rush tour manager / producer that one of the bandmates knew, comes in, listens to our new album that we've spent the last 3 months in a hole basically recording. I'm writing these songs, you know, on the fly. I've just joined this band. I've walked in the door. I've sung a couple songs. That night I'm living with them, and then all of a sudden I'm part of the band.
Yes.
We go into this 2 or 3 month intense writing process where we're writing all these songs and we record like a 9-song album or something along the lines, right? Not an album, but we record 9 songs
album.
In the studio. Yeah. Well, it's going to be an album. We want it to be an album.
You had some singles
we had
that
some,
you were putting
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we had 9 songs that we felt like could make a good album, but we recorded them in our practice studio.
I mean, I feel
studio.
Like 10 could make an album.
I feel like this day and age, 2 could make an album.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like 2 weekend songs is an album.
Yes.
So we were 7 too many. But anyway, so we record this. We go through this 2 or 3 month intense process. It's this music professional, like super professional music industry guy that is friends with one of the bandmates.
Your hopes were up.
My hopes were, well, My hopes are never really up about anything. I'm kind of living a life of mediocrity. You know, I don't get my, I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. But I figure that this is the day we're all going to be judged and he'll give us some pointers, right?
Sure.
So he comes in, we press play. I walk out of the room because I just can't at this point listen to myself sing.
I'm too nervous.
Yeah, I'm too nervous. And we walk out of the room and we come back, whatever it is, 45 minutes later. And he goes, well, guys, it's absolute shite. You guys, this is bad, guys. This is bad. The songs are, you know, the way you wrote the song and the, it's jumbled up and the chorus.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, tell us how you really
feel.
Be
honest.
He held no punches.
Well, you
it
can't.
It was so deflating. No, you can't.
You can't
no,
give
but
somebody
false. He didn't have to give us the Simon Cowell treatment, though.
He did. He was Simon Cowell before Simon Cowell.
You're a donkey. And whoever told you you were good at singing should be persecuted for crimes against humanity. He says, it's shite, guys. Really, you got to rework all these songs, right? There's a couple gems in here, but it's not really something that I would say go spend money on recording.
Yeah, just completely burn it down and start over.
Yeah. And he says, the number one thing that you guys can do to get into fighting form, there's something there, but you got to get into fighting form. You got to go play live shows. You got to get out there, play these songs live. You'll feel them out on stage.
True.
They'll get better.
It's like a comedy, yeah. Like people that do comedy.
I felt like it was like Rocky IV, that montage where he's climbing up the mountain and the Russians, you know. Hearts on fire, pure desire, Brian's drunk again. Because I just had to fucking I couldn't get on stage. I was just a shy little kid.
Sure.
I'm even a shy little kid.
It's intimidating.
But yeah. At that time, I didn't want
to. You had only done a retirement home.
I'd only done a retirement home. I'd played a lot to few people. So we go to this little tiny club in Atlanta. It's a jazz bar. And we're talking like a 20-seat bar, 5 tables, and a stage in the corner that barely fit a drum kit. So we put the drum kit on there, and all of us stand in front of the stage. The rest of the band stands in front of the stage.
Why were you on a jazz bar?
Don't even ask me. Because
I'd be
it was
kind
the only
of pissed if I went to the see jazz that night.
It was the only. It was the only people who would. I don't, trust me. There was no one to be concerned except for the bartender, who just kept rolling his eyes. He was like, "Oh God, I gotta get a new job."
Yeah, exactly.
Also, we were on it like you know. We went on at like 7:30, and the bar didn't even technically open until 10. So there was no fear of anybody hearing us. It was just a live show, something that somebody knew, somebody somewhere, and they said, yeah, sure, why not? Come play for no money and before the bar opens. There was one girl that was sitting at the bar. One girl, smoky eyes, dressed in black head to toe, Doc Martens on, you know, chain on her, you know, chain on her wallet, too. She had a chain on her wallet, too. And she's the only person in the bar that is paying any attention whatsoever to what's going on. And I'm talking there's like maybe 5 people in this bar, including the bartender.
Okay.
So everybody else is just annoyed that we're playing too loud. And she's just like, she's mesmerized by me. You can tell. Her head is just moving back and forth.
She fixated on me.
I'm incredibly drunk because I've been drinking tequila nonstop since 4 p.m.
For liquid courage.
I had to. And at the end of the night, we go home together. Seems like a perfectly lovely human being, has a nice apartment, lives on her own, is like a nursing student or something. I don't know what she's doing. I don't even remember at this point. We walk in to her bedroom, and all I can see is the remnants of a lot of different burned down candles, incense holders, Morrissey posters. I mean, the whole nine yards. Like, this girl is goth to the core, right?
Right.
And she says, I'm going to put on some music. And she puts on Portishead. She turns off all the lights. She lights all of the half-melted candles around the room, puts on some incense. And all I know is that before the end of the night, the girl has asked me to do some things sexually that I didn't even know were possible with the female form, if you know what I'm saying. Even on the commercial break, I don't want to get this descriptive. But it included all 5 fingers. Let's just say that. It was rough, right? It was rough and tough and rumble, and she was looking for it. So I dated this girl for like, I don't know, maybe I went on like 7 dates with her. They all ended the same way. Candles, incense, tequila, hardcore sex.
Okay.
But it blew up spectacularly because the second that I went on stage on another performance where she was there and another person even pretended to have attraction to me, she flew off the handle.
No.
And I mean, she flew off the handle. She was yelling at a girl in the crowd. I say crowd, I mean four people. She was yelling at a girl in this place where there were just a couple of people because that girl was like wooting it
making
up.
While
she was, yeah, she was going, woo, yeah. You know, great job, woo, the singer's hot, you know, the whole nine yards. Every experience I've had with a goth chick, and this is not to paint all goth girls the same because there are some beautiful, lovely goth girls that I know that I didn't sleep with, but this, like, the drama is the name
experience.
Of the game. My personal experience leads me to believe that goth girls are looking for drama. They're looking for trouble. Megan Fox is out in the back burning. Megan Fox is basically the girl that I dated. She saw someone else making eyes at her husband, and she decided that she wanted to go apeshit crazy by burning everything he ever owned. Why? It's crazy.
It's, yeah. I mean, those two, I had a feeling. I mean, you know, when they're just everywhere, because they were everywhere. For a while.
And Chrissy, just, they came to Atlanta.
So intense, and they had to be touching each other and loving
they
each other.
They couldn't just, be apart for
yeah,
one
no,
second.
It was so just wrapped up.
We have all been there in that intense borderline personality disorder relationship where the narcissist and the BPD just get together and they can't come apart because it's the lifeblood, their energy is derived directly.
Songs are being dedicated.
Songs are dedicated.
You
the
know,
deepest.
Drinking blood.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all felt it. We get, like, someone idolizes us.
Yes.
And then they pull back for one second and the whole world comes crumbling down.
Love bombing.
Love bombing. That's exactly it. And so I have a feeling that these two are love bombing each other for the last 2 years. But when I saw him at the Grammys and Us Weekly or whoever was doing the red carpet thing, they asked him to come up. He came up. And then they ask, hey, Megan, do you want to come up? And Machine Gun goes, no. She told me to do this one on my own. First of all, I didn't understand a fucking word the guy said. I'm sure he's a lovely human being, but I had no idea what he was talking about. I never have.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
But I read something the other day that said that they were spotted coming out of marriage counseling. And they had been in there for like 2 hours. And they
marriage
both,
counseling.
Both looked visibly upset.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Yeah. At least they're trying. They're going to counseling.
When you go to a marriage counselor, things aren't going great. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come out visibly upset because there's problems in the relationship you're trying to fix. And by the way, the therapist's job is to open the wound and poke all around it, right?
Right.
So this was bound to blow up at some point. And whether or not they're together, I have no idea. If they showed up at the Super Bowl together, that was 2 days after she burned all his shit out in the backyard. So who really knows? But this... You know who's going to end up with Megan Fox? Pete fucking Davidson's going to end up with Megan Fox. That's what's going to happen. I put dollars on it.
Of course. Although, hold on. The only reason I beg to differ on this point is that he seems to go for like the nice, the sweet, the beautiful. But you know, like I'm just...
Who did he date last?
Well, it was Ariana Grande at one point.
Okay.
He was engaged.
Right. She seems kind of normal.
Yeah, I mean, Kim Kardashian, I wouldn't necessarily call her normal,
yeah,
but I don't think I would
normal.
Call her, like, goth. She
no,
seemed
no, no,
like
no.
the normal one in the Kanye relationship, so.
Oh, for sure.
There you go.
You could date a box of screws and be the normal one in the relationship with Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That guy is off his rocker.
Yeah. What was the last one that he dated?
I don't know, but it was another beautiful woman.
Yes.
Wasn't he spotted with Emily Ratajkowski for a second?
They were spotted together, yeah.
You know Emily Ratajkowski's dating?
Who?
Fucking Eric Andre.
Oh,
Eric
my
fucking
God.
Andre.
He's funny.
I love Eric
I love
Andre.
Him too.
He's like a superhero to me, right? He's really funny. He's so stupid and his improv is so silly. It reminds me of what the commercial, when I watch something he does, it reminds me of what the commercial break could be if we put any time or effort into it whatsoever. But he's got the dad bod of dad bods. He is.
You just need to grow your
a
hair
total
out
goofball.
To that
I know. I love it. I love Eric Andre.
I
Man,
do
I love him. But he just sent out a picture on Instagram where he's laying naked on a couch and she's taking the picture, but there's a wall of mirrors behind her. So she's naked in the picture.
Yeah.
It's like, holy fucking shit, dude. Emily Ratajkowski is undeniably one of my celebrity crushes. Mm-hmm. She is super gorgeous. But again, that Emily Ratajkowski, every time she gets into a relationship, something seems to go spectacular. I'm not saying it's her fault. It takes two to tango. But something does seem to go dramatically wrong every time she's in a relationship. I guarantee Pete Davidson is somewhere in the mix getting ready to pounce on one of these two women. He's going to get back with Emily or he's going to go for Megan Fox, because you know that's just the way that Pete Davidson rolls. As soon as someone flies off the tree, he is grabbing the low-hanging fruit. That is how Pete works. And God bless you, sir. God bless you. Him and that, who's the other one who's on a roll? Who's Lisa Bonet? She's also dated, like, you know, four of the hottest men on earth.
She's beautiful, though.
She is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I think that anybody that dates Lisa Bonet, you can't say I'm dating up when you're Lisa Bonet, because there's not much else. There's nowhere else to go. Mm-hmm. She is gorgeous and she has been since, like,
the
1987. Yes. How is that possible?
I know.
Her and Lenny Kravitz, they look like they're, you know, I don't know.
Like never aging.
Like they go to sleep in a cryogenic tank or something. It's like what Michael Jackson wanted to happen.
Yes.
They're really doing. You know what I'm saying? The result that Michael wanted, they're getting, and I'm not really sure how.
I know.
I think it has to do with Jamaica and a lot of weed or something. Because something is both. So too. Wasn't she living in like the.
Well, he definitely has his place in Jamaica.
Yeah. Wasn't she living like in the rainforest of Hawaii with the.
Mimosa? Momoa.
Momoa. They're like swinging from vines.
Mimosas are part of it too.
Yeah. Swinging from vines and eating pineapples right out of the tree. I mean, those people are like, they're living the fucking life. We're doing something wrong.
I know.
I mean, Lenny Kravitz, quite frankly, hasn't had a hit song since 1997.
But.
He's in every Bahamas commercial living the life.
He will always be.
I know.
A big draw.
That's the thing. You got to come from a small country, a small community that really supports you and has a very low cost of living. And then even your, you know, seven hits that you had back in the 90s can propel you to king style living for the rest of your natural born life. And he's a hero down there. And quite frankly, when I was a teenager, when I was a Chopper Johnson type, Lenny Kravitz was like kind of, I liked his music at that time. I liked his music and I kind of wanted to be Lenny Kravitz.
You know what
I'm saying? I wanted to be that guy in the jeans with the Victory V.
The low hanging jeans.
The Victory V.
Victory V.
Unfortunately, I never had a Victory V.
With sunglasses on and just blaring a guitar.
Yeah, just blaring a guitar.
Are you going to go my way? And then he also was romantic too with the ballads and.
Baby. Over till it's over. I mean, if you're singing that song the way that Lenny Kravitz sings it, and you can't get yourself into a threesome, you're doing something wrong.
you know he's
doing it. So here's my first advice: anybody wants to figure out how to do a threesome, get Lenny Kravitz to join the group. You're going to be having sex with lots of people. Don't worry about it.
Limited to three.
No, you get seven, ten. Unfortunately, you'll get paid no attention to, but there's a give and there's a take.
You'll be there. I'm picturing like satin puffy pillows.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place. A couple mirrors. Candles for sure.
Yes. I'm picturing this huge estate overlooking the crystal blue water of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Dolphins jumping, you know, breaching the water in the background. You know, wispy curtains flying out of the open doors.
Definitely.
Yes. Infinity bathtub that overlooks the ocean. Lenny laying there with a 7.5-foot dick.
Baby, it ain't over till it's over.
Absolutely. The wispy curtains just added further.
And then there's 100...
a pair of linen pants that have been discarded.
Totally.
But you'll throw those on.
Yeah. They're hanging on. They're hanging on a hanger sloppily. Yeah. There's like 50 naked women.
Fresh flowers.
30
everywhere.
Naked guys. Yeah. Pineapples just sliced everywhere.
Grapes.
Fresh tomato, cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes.
I don't know. Cherry tomatoes. Sounds like something you would have in a sexual fantasy. Fresh mozzarella.
A little caprese salad.
A little crumbled blue. You know, when I think of sexy situations, I think of a wedge salad. Some bacon bits.
I can get into the bacon bits.
Yeah, not pretend bacon bits. The kind
the
you
real.
Find. Yeah, the real bacon bits. Uh-huh. Still the ones in the bag, but the real bacon
the
bits.
Real ones.
Don't try and fool me, restaurant. I know what you're up to. Price of pork is outrageous. You're buying crispy bacon bits on the open market. So, you know, you get Lenny involved and you're going to have 50 women and 50 men all ready to have sex with Lenny. You can't pay no attention to. Maybe the guys at the back of the line will pay attention to you because they're just waiting. I'm waiting online. You've seen those, like, the gangbang videos where the guys are, like, waiting in line, just, like, yanking themselves off. None of them are hard because they have to wait 3 hours to have sex with them. I've seen some of these gangbang videos and I'm like, this just sounds like this looks like the most unsexy thing ever.
Yeah.
It's 50 guys, all of which have super dad bods or worse. They're all pulling their little puds trying to get hard. And this woman looks like she's miserable. It's just, I saw the, I'm not into gangbang videos, but I saw like the woman who did the most amount of men in one,
I've heard about this.
At one time. It was like,
yeah, it's not sexy.
No, there was like a lot of, there were doctors on hand. It was just a whole thing. It was like.
Well, I hope so. They're being safe.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hope she got paid a lot of money. Anyway, question keeps on coming up time and time and time again. The Ask TCB. I'll give you the Ask TCB specifically that kind of put me on the hunt here because we've had this question at least 4 times in the last 2 months, maybe 5 or 6 in kind of a different way, right? But one woman asks, and I won't say her name because I didn't ask for permission, but I recently got interested in, TCB, I recently got interested in swinging, but I want my man to accept another man in the bedroom. How do I approach this? Another woman asks, I'm really interested in getting another woman involved in my sexual relationship with my longtime partner. Mm-hmm. How do I approach that? Another woman asks, if you were approached by the right woman, would you and Astrid consider having a threesome? I'll tell you right now, that ain't happening. Yeah. But I'm too old for that shit. I got kids. You don't have threesomes when you're a kid. Unless you're one of those, like, you know, put the pineapple in the grocery cart.
Unless you've got a couple of homes and a nanny that's taking care of the kids in another state.
Yeah. Unless you're Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz, you don't have threesomes when you have kids. I can barely have a onesome while I'm a kid, let alone a threesome. Did I ever tell you the story about how I got approached to be in a throuple?
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Working at a restaurant. Of course I was. It's what I did for the first 15 years of my working life. But I was working in a restaurant, like this pizza kitchen, and I was young. I was 18 years old. And there was this guy. He was older. He's probably in his 30s. He had like a receding hairline. He was kind of pudgy. You know, he's kind of like a average white Joe, right?
Okay. Type.
But nice enough guy who was really weirdly and strangely into UFC very early on. Like we're talking like the first year or two of the UFC. He was very strangely into this sport in like kind of a weird way where he like knew the dimensions of the guys and which kicks they did and how long their legs were. I mean, it was like he knew all the stats, right? So a couple of times he invited me over to come and watch the UFC fights that they only had at that time on video cassette or DVD or pay-per-view, right? And so one time I took him up on the situation. And there were a couple people at this restaurant, actually, that were into UFC. It was really weird. But so I take this guy up, and for the first time in my entirety of knowing him, which had been, at this point, maybe a year, I go to his house, his apartment, and he has a wife. And no one knew this. Said anything, didn't have a ring on. But he had a wife, and she was there. And we watched some UFC, and he rolled up a couple doobies, and we smoked, and I had a little bit of, you know, I think I might have had a beer. I wasn't a big drinker before I was 21, but I might have had a beer or two from this evening. Yeah. We watched these UFC videos, and then we get done, and everyone's blasted. I mean, we're nice and high. We're toasty, right? And the wife in the situation had left the room while the UFC videos were on, but after they were over, she came out, and she was asking if I'd like to watch another movie. And I was like, sure, I guess I'm fucked up. Like, I don't think I'm going anywhere. She put in a porn movie with two guys and a girl in a threesome. It didn't take
that's one way to be subtle.
Chrissy, I mean, it didn't take me but 2 minutes to realize what was going on here because he was sitting on this side of the couch and she got on that side of the couch. And then I was like, now
isn't
I could have
this movie great.
I could have been totally high and just misinterpreting this, but it's not very often you meet somebody for the first time and they say, "Hey, do you want to watch a porn movie with me?" So I called a cab. That was always my default position. I gotta go. There's an emergency. Yeah. How do you know there's an emergency? You don't even have a cell phone. My pager just went off. I gotta go. Gotta sell some drugs. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. 911. 420-911. Call me back. Pagers, kid. Look it up. Google it. Pagers were cool for about 5 years, and then they went out of style. Mm-hmm. Threesomes for me, in my experience, and I've been in a couple of them, threesomes for me, and I've said this many times on the show before, didn't necessarily boost my ego. It wasn't the funnest thing in the world for me. Don't get me wrong. It was fun to be in bed with two women at the same time and have, you know, double the fun, double the pleasure, you know, all the other greats.
It was visually stimulating.
Visually stimulating.
But maybe not.
And physically stimulating for the couple minutes I could hang in there. But once I was done, it quickly became apparent that I was not the center of attention in this particular situation.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, the first time I had a threesome was with two girls who were staying at my house for the Olympics because they didn't have a house to stay at. So we invited some random strangers. They slept in my bed. One morning, girl comes out of the shower with just a towel on, drops the towel, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, we're in a threesome. But when I was done, when I was finished, wow. I left the room to clean myself up, and I kind of got locked out of the room.
That was a very lucky Craigslist ad you
put
out.
You got to be kidding me. This is the most I have been through a lot of crazy stuff in my life, mainly because I am open to doing anything. I'm stupidly open to doing anything. We invited these women who were downtown for the Olympics. They were in the elite modeling booth that happened to be in the same parking lot.
Yes, okay.
And we met these girls the first night that this particular like marketplace was open, this outdoor marketplace where we were also working, me and my friend. And me and my friend lived 47 minutes away from downtown. We lived in a house where we shared a bedroom. We didn't even have our own bedroom. Me and my best friend were living in a same room that was about 40 by 40. Well, these girls...
Was there a shared bed or you had separate beds?
No, we had separate beds. But there was like one on this wall and one on that wall. You know what I'm saying? We were like looking at each other while we were sleeping. So these girls come and then they explain that they have no place to stay because the person who was supposed to put them up, the elite modeling agency person, never codified the reservations and there was no hotel to stay at. Mm. We offered our place because they were elite models.
Correct.
That's why. Correct. Yes. And it turned into just this crazy shit show for like 8 days with drugs and alcohol and lots of sex. It was really weird. The Olympics. It was the Olympics of threesomes. And I did not place gold, silver, or bronze, just letting you know. 0.0. So anyway, fast forward, I basically got kicked out of the threesome. And it didn't feel very good. Then there was another time during the Olympics where I had a threesome with a girl that I was loosely dating and also one of our friends. I mean, excuse me, after the Olympics, when one of our, with loosely dating with one of our friends, and that also turned into a shit show because the two girls got together and I was left alone.
Yeah.
So my experiences aren't necessarily, they may not be indicative of most experiences, but they are my experiences. So I don't have a lot of great advice about threesomes. What I will say is communication.
Exactly.
You gotta
communicate all around.
You have to make sure that you and your partner are absolutely on the same page about this because any form of miscommunication before, during, or after a threesome is going to lead to hurt feelings and bad emotions.
That's correct. And I have seen it happen.
Yeah. Me too.
With other people.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's not good.
We've seen it in our own friendship circles. Like yes. it's a bad thing. And what most likely
sounds
is gonna
fun
happen
at the time.
Sounds great. Until your husband's crying in the corner.
Or your wife.
Or your wife. Yeah, or whoever gets left out.
Somebody's left out.
That's right. And so now this first person who wrote us says that she wants to figure out how to get her husband to get in bed with another husband. She wants to be what they might refer to as spit roasted.
Oh, okay. Well, this is just with another man, one other man. She this is not a couple swap or something.
No, she has a husband. She just wants to bring in another man.
Okay, well, I would say, has she said this to him?
Probably not.
I mean, or even like you brought up the porn watching. I mean, maybe she could introduce this as like, yeah. Oh, I really like this. This turns me on. Ease in that
You gotta
way.
Let her, gotta let your husband know this is
and
a fetish
if
of yours.
And he's like, yeah. Oh, God, this is awful. Then you're going to have a tougher
if
time.
If he thinks this is awful, if he says, there's yes, no way I'm bringing another dick into the bedroom, yeah. You got to get a divorce immediately.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
Brian's fantastic advice. Just get a lawyer. I don't have any clue. Honestly, I think there's probably more hangups about bringing another guy into the bedroom. Obviously, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that most hetero guys are going to be have a real objection to bringing mm-hmm. in other guys into the bedroom because they're going to think that means gay stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But that's or not necessarily what it means. They might feel threatened. Our egos are shattered. I mean, we're just like, we have no tolerance for pain. Yeah, men have no tolerance for pain. We're fragile little creatures.
Fragile little babies.
We're like Fabergé eggs waiting to be cracked. So I think you got to really communicate about this one. And if you don't want man-on-man play, like if that's not what you're looking for specifically, if you're looking for man-on-man play in front of you, you're certainly going to have a long conversation with your husband about that.
That's a whole other ball of wax.
But she doesn't really specify, so maybe there's something
that's with her.
Yeah. Maybe we're not like reading in between the lines here. Maybe he is okay with this, and she just doesn't know how to say, okay, let's
broach
go do
the
it.
Subject.
Yeah, broach the subject. So I think it really depends on what your intention is for the end result. If the end result is, you know, 21 EPMs all over you, and no one touches each other except for, you know, just like kind of heterosex, I don't know, you just say, hey, listen,
I'm into this.
Yeah, there's a whole genre called cuckolding that's pretty popular where, you know, guy watches another guy fuck his wife. I don't know. And
sure, there's plenty of ways to bring this up.
Yeah. We're into cuckolding too. I just have to cry and I just cry outside the bedroom. Please let me in. Sorry, honey. Getting a new quote from the pool boy. The pool's outside. I can see it through the window. No problems. Oh, yeah, Jose. communication. But since Chrissy, you and I are neither experts on this, we're not experts on anything. Right. We're not experts on anything.
On anything.
Except for mediocre comedy podcasts. Yes. That we got on lock. The other stuff, not really sure about. But
I think we're experts in redoing the show.
We are experts in recording nothing. We are experts in wasting fucking time. That's what we are experts at. Wasting time. Yeah. But that's a different story for a different show.
Yes.
So I thought I'd bring in some help on this one.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB. Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I came across a couple who's going to teach us how they have approached threesomes in the past, how they've gotten threesomes.
This is perfect.
Have they pulled the? Have they pulled
a real
the threesome?
Expert.
Real experts. Real life.
You brought in the big guns.
That's right. I brought in John Anthony Lifestyle, which sounds like you're about to buy bedding from the Macy's department. But what it really means is you're going to learn how to get a couple extra dicks in your bed. Oh, John
got a,
Anthony
got
Lifestyle.
A nice cursive font.
I know.
To it.
He probably paid someone a lot of money for this. Sad. John Anthony Lifestyle, they're going to talk to us about threesomes.
What's up, guys? John Anthony here with my lovely lady.
Okay, hold on. I know you hate when I pause the video too quick, but I got to point something out. For those of you, got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch this, because this looking at John Anthony should tell you everything you need to know about John Anthony. But what's most impressive to me about this video is it's him and his girl sitting on a couch in their John Anthony Lifestyle
tank tops.
On the bottom of the screen is a graphic that just showed up. It says, John Anthony, international dating coach, over 1,300 women in 30-plus countries. He's putting his statistics.
Wow.
He's putting his statistics. That's amazing. Brian Green. 1.3 women in two Northwest Georgia counties, three children and a barky dog.
In Brazil. And we wanted to...
Oh, wait. Let me rewind that, because I like how he has to show off that he's got a Brazilian girlfriend.
Right.
What's up, guys? John Anthony here with my lovely lady in Brazil. And we wanted to give... Oh, we're rocking the new John Anthony Lifestyle apparel. We bought her a few different colors. I have white and black.
What a hype man he is. Wow, I really want to go. By the way, is he wearing a women's version of that shirt? I'm just wondering. It's the most ill-fitting tank top I've ever seen. First of all. Second of all, not sure you're supposed to tuck the tank top in, but okay.
Whatever. Into sweatpants.
Yeah, into the
He's
sweatpants.
He's got Nike sweatpants on.
You got to see this. He's got two watches on, too.
Does.
I've seen this a lot lately, like people with two watches, one on each wrist. I don't know what's going on.
So we'll be sporting these on some future videos.
Oh, great. We're all...
he's got white and black.
I'll subscribe just for that.
Okay, so we wanted to go over how we were able to pull a threesome from the mall, and we wanted to go over taking one down from Tinder. Okay, two new threesomes. We haven't done the exact count, but it's like 22 or 23 new threesomes.
We haven't done the exact count, but it's 22.3 threesomes that we've had.
I mean, Tinder, I get, because you're already on a dating app, but from the mall.
Yeah.
We found somebody at the mall.
Yeah, so?
22 or 23.
Yeah? Yeah? You questioning my abilities? I've had over 1,300 plus women. In over 30 countries. Email me to tell me what an asshole I am. He never specifies what he did with those 1,300 women.
Since when do we start? I started dating her in February. Mm-hmm. And I think we had our first threesome in like...
May?
Was it like May?
Yeah.
So in like 6 or 7 months, we've had like 22 or 23 new threesomes. So, okay. The one in the mall...
Mall is cracking me up.
Here comes John Anthony. We pulled like 42 new threesomes right in the mall. We got some 17-year-olds from Victoria's Secrets to show us their tits. It was awesome. This guy's like 47 years old. He's at the mall trolling for threesomes. I haven't been at the mall trolling for tail since I was 15. The fuck are you doing?
I don't think
doing?
I've been to a mall in a while either.
Who goes to a mall anymore?
And is he in Brazil or the girlfriend is from Brazil?
I don't know. Okay. He didn't have enough respect for his girlfriend to say her name. He just says, "Is my girl from Brazil?" He just says he recognizes them by country.
Mm-hmm. So we're walking around, right, with the pandemic and shit. Like they have some limited bars and stuff like this open. But we were walking around and we saw a cute blonde chick, okay, working in a makeup store. And we were
a cute blonde chick working in a makeup store.
Yeah.
This is getting creepier by the minute. I mean, it was creepy enough to put your stats up on the fucking video and call your girlfriend Brazil because that's where she's from.
Also, he's talking about, you know, it was the pandemic.
You know, the pandemic and
shit.
Really locked down my dick for a couple months there. Still had 23 threesomes in 6 months. Those are pandemic numbers. I just want to let you know that. Would have been a lot better had we all been able to take our masks off. They would have been able to see my gray beard and my John Anthony tank top. John Anthony here. And he talks so softly.
Uh-huh.
With the pandemic and shit, I was only able to pull 23 new threesomes from the mall. I got this hot 18-year-old that does makeup to suck my girlfriend's tits. It was awesome. That's number 24. Not that we're counting.
He's
going to
give us a play-by-play of the mall.
Oh, yeah.
By, I was like, this one. She's like, let's get a coffee. Because she's like, tell like your viewpoint on like how I am in public, because she's not used to like mass approaching. She was never cold approaching before me, and she had never had a threesome before me, and now she's had like more threesomes with girls than you have even slept with guys.
Jesus.
Tell them how awesome I am. Tell them how cool I am. Tell them hey Brazil, tell them how awesome
before
I am
me.
Tell them what I'm like out in public. Tell them how much tail I can pull. Tell them First of all, John Anthony, you would have never gotten anybody in bed had you not had the beautiful Brazil next to you.
Exactly.
I guarantee that. Exactly. Second of all, you got to find new stomping grounds, bro. It's just creepy. The girl working at the makeup stand at the mall is almost certainly under the age of 21 years old. I could guarantee it.
So tell what it's like when I'm like out in public and all that stuff.
Chrissy, tell them what it's like when I'm like out in public and like. Tell them how awesome. Tell them how big my dick is. Tell them.
This is hilarious.
You're going back to Brazil if you don't tell them. She's like.
Girls. It's like, oh my God, you see a girl, and he sees a girl, and he's like, oh. It's like, kind of like, a lot. Too much.
Well.
I mean, I can't believe this.
Thanks for jumping in there, Brazil. She's like.
He's pouncing on every girl he sees.
He's like.
It's a lot.
He's talking to every woman. He's looking at every woman. Quite frankly, it's very disrespectful.
Maybe all she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm like, I've conditioned
myself.
He gets
very excited about like when he sees a girl and like he goes to approach and is like, oh, we need to talk to her. And sometimes you're like even like walking down the street to talk to girls, which is so funny.
Yeah, we did that today.
it's so funny.
It's so funny.
He's a predator.
This is a future. Yeah, this is a future disgruntled ex-wife right here. All of this stuff that's wonderful right now is going to come out
in the divorce hearing.
Yeah, right. Not so funny when she's taking you to the cleaners. Because you know what? You, John Anthony, don't deserve a woman like this. Uh-uh. No way.
On the street.
Yeah.
Actually, let's just tell the makeup story and then we can tell in a couple other videos. We can tell our two stories. So, so you see this girl. I'm like,
we got to repurpose content. repurpose. Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell them four times how awesome I am. So we're going to do other videos about this one particular interaction.
Approach her. I've just conditioned myself to approach like every single attractive girl I ever see in public. Okay, I have almost 13,000 phone numbers in my phone.
I would be like, get the fuck ridiculous. Away from me if this guy approached me. Weirdo.
This is the smallest. I mean, this weird. Is the smallest penis I have ever seen without seeing a penis. He just had to tell you that he has 13,000 women's phone numbers in his phone. I have one. It's my wife's. And that's the only one that I pay attention to. Why? Not because I believe monogamy is the best way. Do whatever makes you feel good. If you want a cold approach or mass approach or whatever the fuck is going on in this video, cool, bro. But I don't have to share with everybody every single sexual interaction I have. Because you know what? I left those stories at the mall when I was 15!
Oh my God.
Condition myself to approach like every single attractive girl I ever see in public. Okay, I have almost 13,000 phone numbers in my phone, which is a little bit ridiculous. Guys are like, are those all girls? I'm like, yeah, I'm 99.9%. Like, I know other people besides random
Sharon
people, strangers.
From, that makes up Sharon from Istanbul. Tatiana from Russia.
I know. It just says, it doesn't even say that. It just says Istanbul, Russia.
Wait, I got three Russians in my phone. I guess I'll just pick one up.
Dude, are all those girls in your phone?
Dude, I got over 13,000 girls in my phone.
First of all, you could absolutely be lying about any of this.
Totally.
I mean, and I know he is.
Second of all, I could put anything I wanted into my phone. I could put 13,000 girls' names in my phone. I bet if you go into his phone, every one of those numbers is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Besides, what is he showing? Yes, he's showing other guys his phone. And look.
Listen.
Scroll it.
Hey, bro, you want to see how cool I am? Scroll it. Scroll it. Scroll it.
Are all these women?
That's another one. Yep. All female names. Not going to find any dick in my phone. 13,000 names.
Oh, my God, I'm dying. This guy
This says customer service rep at MasterCard.
Hot chick. I could tell over the phone. I pulled her. I did the cold mass approach. Pulled it. Go ahead. Keep scrolling. Go ahead.
This says Papa John's.
That girl's got a voice you would fuck. I'm telling you what right now. I cold approached. I ordered two pizzas and a hot pussy.
I pulled it.
I got to change my stats on the YouTube channel to 13,001.
That's so stupid.
Pulled it. Keep scrolling.
Dude, are all girls? Yep.
Dude, this says operator.
You get a different chick every time. It's awesome.
Counts for like 100.
That's 100. Yeah. Anytime I need some pussy, I just call the operator. And I say, connect me with pussy. Pulled it.
Majority of the 13,000 numbers. So, and I always tell guys, as a little side note, that you're going to close at a high level about 10% of your phone numbers. Okay, so I recently just said 1,300 lately.
Close about 10% of your phone numbers. You are the best salesperson on earth. Let me tell you something. Of all the cold opens I've done in my sales career, I've closed less than 1%. That's not true. Don't listen to this guy. You can't get 10% of the
women.
What
are you doing, too? Like, it's a sales thing. Like, you're buying lists. Yes. Like, let me.
Yeah.
There's like a service out there that sells you numbers. And you're like, look,
no, you know what this guy does?
It's going to be about 10% of your numbers.
He hits the mall directory. And he's like,
American Eagle Outfitters, let's go. Every August, they turn and burn the teenagers over there at Abercrombie and Fitch. Let's go. Pulled it. Pulled it. Bought three more bottles of Woods. Pulled the customer services girl's phone number. I call her Abercrombie. Don't know her real name.
It's 1,300, and it's kept pretty steady to the 10% mark. And other advanced guys confirm that as well. So what happened? Like, tell me.
What? He's confirmed what? You got witnesses on standby? What's going on?
Confirmed kill. Pulled it. It's a confirmed poll. Confirmed poll.
Who confirmed it?
Hey, girl. It's me, Carl. Even I say stay away from this guy. I don't know what he's talking about. And I do it for the Lord. I got the big guy's help, you know what I'm saying? And I think this guy's an asshole. So from Carl to everybody else, put down your victory V's and settle down. This guy is a walking crab distributing machine. He's had sex with every girl that works at Annie's Pretzels.
Annie's Pretzels. I forgot about that place.
Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. He's had 31 pulls straight from Baskin Robbins. He just goes every year and looks for the new girls working.
It's confirmed pull.
31 confirmed pulls. All right, but this is Carl saying stay away from this jackal. You know what I'm saying, girl?
I know what you're saying.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Send me some nude photographs. Drop some cash off at your front door. Don't worry. Love you.
When Carl thinks you're creepy, you're in a whole new territory.
God, my stomach is hurting.
Point of view. So we walked past the girl. You were like, no, let's get coffee. We sat down. We were drinking coffee.
Sorry, we keep stopping.
We're not even 1 minute into a 13-minute video. This guy is gold.
I love it that he's like, and you said, no, let's just go get some coffee. So that means it was like morning, maybe.
That's right. Or she clearly wants nothing to do with this. Yeah. She's like, could you put your dick down for a second?
John,
yeah.
Please, let's just go get some coffee.
John, do we really need to have three Viagra with our cantaloupe every morning? First of all, second of all, I want to point something out. This is Frankie B 30 years ago.
Oh my God.
I'm just throwing that out there. We may have found the new Frankie B. Hold on, we'll reserve judgment.
Mm-hmm. And then we were just kind of like looking at her, like, damn, we should fucking talk to her, right? Mm-hmm. We had our coffee, and then
we were just like, damn, we should fucking talk to her, right?
We both had our telescopes.
And Brazil over here.
We were just looking at her. We had our binoculars.
Confirmed pull. Confirmed pull. Lock, lock, lock. Lives with her mom. Dad hasn't been in the picture for a while. Working at Shoe Locker over the summer to get money for college. Confirmed pull. Confirmed pull. Wow. What a man. What a man.
We went over, and what was like the opening thing? I think I asked her, is there like Black Friday specials?
Because this was Yes. It was like, it was like before Black Friday, right?
It was like just after.
No.
I have never been so bored hearing about how you're pulling 23 threesomes.
At Thanksgiving, no less.
Thanksgiving, nonetheless.
It was right at Black Friday.
Black Friday. It was right after Black Friday. Just, I don't want to get into the details. I don't want to stop you on the minutia.
They're like, it's Black Friday.
Black Friday.
We asked her about Black Friday.
If we ask her about Black Friday, dude.
That was your opening line.
Hey, you got 20% off that mascara?
What about your Black
Friday? Can I fuck you? Can I pull you? Okay, I'll just take the 20% off the mascara. Sorry. No. No need to call security again. I'm out. I thought she was new. I'm sorry. Call me. I'll be waiting.
Oh, yeah, just after Black Friday. And then you're, like, still asking. She was, no, there is no more deals for Black Friday. But she was kind of, like, being very sympathetic. So she kind of wanted to talk to us, too.
She wanted to make a sale.
She wanted to make a sale. That's what a customer service rep does at the makeup counter in the middle of the mall. They're 18 and they're eager to please their boss. They're trying to make a sale. They're not trying to get it. They don't want to buy a John Anthony lifestyle t-shirt. Okay?
She was trying like to talk to me like also because
I'm a woman who wears makeup.
What's that? Because I'm the one that wears makeup. That's a good joke. Confirmed poll. Confirmed poll. That is definitely the name of this episode.
Yes.
Talking, like, sharing information stuff, and she was, like, trying to be cool to meet you. But she was, like, into us, maybe. Like,
well, she's,
like saying
one big sign that, like,
here, shut up for a second. Yeah, here, shut your mouth. That accent is bothering everybody in Brazil. Should have brought England on this video.
That struck me was she said, you guys are a beautiful couple, right? So it already seemed on. Whenever they say anything like that, plus we were both kind of like giving her the eyes, like, you know, we want to fuck you, basically. So
at the fucking makeup counter. Oh my God. First of all, you're a beautiful couple means she's beautiful.
Yes, that's what that means.
No! Yeah, because he's not.
No, this guy is not good looking, by the way. I mean, he's not bad looking.
Yeah, he's mediocre.
But he's not good looking.
She is beautiful.
This guy's like Brian level good looking, right? I'm not walking into the mall and just pulling tail because I'm walking. I have to make an effort. This guy is going up to the makeup counter. with his smoking hot girlfriend, yes, who is just gorgeous. Yes. There's no one on earth that doesn't want to fuck this girl, man, yeah, woman, exactly, or otherwise. Yeah. There's asexual
You're
amoeba.
A beautiful couple.
Asexual amoeba grows an erection for this kind of girl. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Okay, and how he got her, I have no idea. I think it probably has something to do with her, maybe her.
Or wanting a green card?
Yeah. This is 90 Day Fiancé.
I know.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, Sister Wives, and...
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, oh, all rolled into one, for sure. All right. I know. There's not it. There's so much more. So we'll get back to it on the next episode.
Do a part
of
two.
Course, we're going to. Yeah. Because we didn't even get through 1 minute of this video.
Oh, it's too funny.
Oh, my God. It's a 17-minute video. We're 4 minutes in. And I started at the 2-minute mark because there's an intro that would just put you to sleep. But anyway.
I
hope you've learned something. I don't know what, because we haven't even heard them talk. But I hope you've learned something. If you're in for a threesome, we've given you enough bad advice to last a lifetime. There's probably plenty of divorces on the way. Don't worry about it. We'd love to hear your Ask TCB. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, and hit the Contact Us button, where you can ask TCB a question. You can give us content ideas. You have any comments, questions, or concerns, we'll take them all. Hit the Contact Us button. We always write back. And if you want your 21 EPM sticker or any other kind of swag that we've been giving away, write us a note. Hit the Contact Us button. Make sure you leave your address and your name. You can also dial up 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'd love to hear from you. And again, this is not a spam text message line. We always respond. Someone from the TCB team will respond, and we do love to hear from you. You can call and leave a voicemail there, too. The newest and most exciting thing going on in the studio is that we now have the ability to pick up the phone live while we're recording. So what you can do is you can go to 775-TCB-LIVE. That's 775-TCB-LIVE. Dial it up Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. I'm so sorry. I'm getting distracted here. Dial it up Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if we're in the mood to take a phone call, we will do so. Please go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The brand new episodes air at the exact same time they air on the audio feed. So if we're telling you to go look at something on YouTube now, you can do it right away at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok. And we got to get back to this one.
Oh,
we got to get back to this
one.
Stay
tuned. You did find some gold there. This guy is one hell of a guy.
On Wednesday, part two. Until next time, Chrissy, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until the next episode, my friends, we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.